Stars across Tennessee. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience to go on this, and I've enjoyed it thus far.
For the fifth year now, the five-star winners of the year for the FFA have taken a tour across Tennessee to meet with industry partners and sponsors, visit farms, and other FFA members. Tanner Nichols of the O'Brien County Central FFA was the star in ag placement.
That's very neat to see different operations, such as the greenhouse operation we went to today. That was a whole lot different than what I'm used to on a row crop operation. It's just neat to be able to take those experiences in and see how other agriculture in the state is done.
But Caitlin Taylor of the Oakland FFA was the star in agri-science, and she's enjoyed the star tour to elaborate more on her growth in the FFA and the research project she's conducted with goats.
If you would have asked me 8 years ago when I first got my first bottle goat, there'd be no way that I would believe that I'd be standing right here talking to you about my project. 4 years ago, when I entered high school, I could barely hold up a conversation with my ag advisor, much less conduct research and correspond with universities and other industry professionals to get where I am today.
Blake Kennedy of the Paris FFA chapter was the state winner for Star in Agri-Science, and he's been humbled by this experience and excited to soak up the knowledge from the Star Tour.
I've just been able to be able to travel around the state and just get to see all these great agricultural operations. It's really gave me inspiration for my own operation. And it's just been this once-in-a-lifetime experience for me. And so I'm just so grateful and thankful to be here.
Well, the state's star farmer is John Ryan Scarlett of the Jefferson County FFA chapter, and he too has enjoyed the tour across the state, getting to know more about Tennessee's number one industry.
It's very fulfilling and pretty awesome to be able to go to all these operations and see what they're doing.
And the future for Tennessee agriculture is bright. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.